While they're working through the sound system, we'll also maybe share a little bit of what happened. So with the Ganesha invocation, as you could see, we had Veena who was playing the violin and Paul over there who was having technical difficulties playing the guitar. And I think on some level, Swami didn't want us to mess up with the Ganesha invocation. And so on that day, Murli just began with Sri Guru Bhyo Namaha Hari Om. And that's how the program started. Though we had practiced it the way we presented it to you today. The second song, Lovely Day, we actually took a paragraph out of the original version and one of our YAs composed the lyrics to it. In addition, one of the other YAs actually composed the harmony for it. And that's what made this song a lot more complete for us. It's the first song we picked, and it took us a long time to figure this one out. The next song that we'll be singing is... The thinking behind this was this. Swami, when he comes to any individual, he takes the effort on a physical level to speak to you in your mother tongue. If you're a Tamilian, he speaks to you in Tamil. If you're a Hindi person, he speaks to you in Hindi. He's that loving. He extends himself that much. And our thinking was, since Swami, at every moment, extends himself out to us so much, we should at least have one Telugu song that we presented to Swami. And so the entire group learned this Telugu song that we'll be singing next. It's a song from, I think, the film Bhakta Prahlad, I think. But it's a song that's very, very dear to Swami. And that's why we picked it. So as soon as we get sorted here, we'll begin. Sorry for the delays. In fact, the song after that is a Qawwali. The next two songs, actually, Qawwalis, of which the first, the lyrics and the tune was composed by YAs. And the other song, we took a popular Qawwali and changed the words so that they were more appropriate for our Lord, Swami.
Oh, Ram Ram.